Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody!
What's wrong with your board?
What's wrong with my what?
I was just doing the impression we were doing before.
You were doing Tony.
Yeah. You were doing Tony. Tony Diggs.
Auxiliary 5 is coming in a little hot.
We have a great tradition of engineers that we have worked with on the Mike O'Mara Show. And Tony Diggs was one of the great ones. And, you know, my Tony Diggs story is when I first started motorcycling, not to be confused with bicycling. I had this big, loud motorcycle, 2005 Fat Boy, that I would roll into the radio station.
I remember
with,
this.
You know, desperately trying anything to make me happy. And so I would be. It's true. And so I would be rolling into the radio station. And each and every day for a number of days, I don't want to say weeks, because that would be exaggerating. But the only thing that would bring me joy is it was one car in the underground parking garage at WJFK that would be triggered by the vibration of the motorcycle engine, and that would be Tony Diggs.
Right.
So each and every day before I would get off of my motorcycle, I would gun it one last time, and that would trigger Tony's car alarm. And then when I found out it was irritating him, I did it like 4 days in a row.
Now I
was that kind of guy.
Now I got to go down to the garage and turn it off.
I was not a good person. I was really not a good person. It was not something I should have done, but I just couldn't help myself.
Mike, you were on a desperate quest for happiness, and no one blames you.
You know what? Everybody's on a desperate quest for happiness in one way or the other.
Sure.
I mean, really. Aren't we all searching for that?
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, so do you boys have any big plans for the weekend?
Yes.
Ooh.
I do believe.
All right, we'll be back in a month. Thank you very much, everybody.
See you later.
Showtime. I mean, we're talking about business school. I got a chance to overhear what Rob and Oscar talk about. Getting ready, getting their minds honed and refined for the show. Talking about business school projects.
Monkey business.
Men that have invented things, you know. So that's how I focus on a goddamn radio show, by talking about that.
Mike, we were talking about the shtick earlier.
Yes.
And he asked me, how was your broadcast for Bootstrapped? And I said, we had some great guests on. It was nice.
Yeah, we got
Bootstrapped
into it.
Bootstrapped is the
school, the Robert H. Smith School of Business, Dingman Center podcast.
Yeah, it's their sex broadcast.
Yes.
And it's all about bondage.
Bootstrapped is really bondage and S&M.
It's
Gail and Bill.
It's a lot of Venn diagrams, sex toys.
There's a spaghetti diagram of women tied up.
Yes.
It's wonderful. Mm-hmm. It's the best college sex podcast there is.
Bootstraps.
Like,
Mike,
when is the promo going to come on with the sexy lady going, Bootstrap?
Ooh, that's your phone. That's the lady.
It's not
that would be great.
It's another one of Oscar's.
Well, it's not on any network. It's just the school.
But it's another one of your things.
Oh, sorry, Mike. I just like to create
50 different things.
It feeds the beast.
Try it here. Anyway, I think it's wonderful, whatever it is.
Do we really want his creativity?
Huh?
Do we really want his creativity? Water down the product.
No, we don't. No, we really don't.
I could unhook his microphone.
We could do that anytime.
The only plans I have this weekend is I have a friend coming down from Delaware, a classmate of mine, and he's never been to really D.C. per se to look sightsee and look around.
Sure.
So I'll be hosting him on Saturday. The other 2 days are chock full of schoolwork, unfortunately.
So who's coming to D.C.? Who is
my friend. He's a rocket scientist. He works for...
literally, Mike. It's so sad that it has a negative connotation now.
Friends with Elon Musk. He's coming into town. I told him he's going to sleep
on... Is he really friends with Elon
Musk? No. But he's he works on rockets. He's an engineer. He builds them. He creates them. He brings them to market.
Lights the fuse.
Yeah.
Deal.
That's his thing. He's been doing his entire life. And he has a free weekend because the wife is overseas. And he said, what are you doing this weekend? And I said,
oh, hold it. Is he from another land?
No, but he's got the scientist talk where it's very proper and he's just.
What are you doing this weekend? My equally nerdy wife is going to be away, and I was looking to hang out with a guy that probably looks like his penis has been many different places.
Wow, it's so weird that in just one sentence you've turned him into Fred Armisen. A totally unfunny comic.
Fred Armisen, formerly of Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, and he hosted the season finale, and I really wish I could have those 90 minutes back.
Did you see the viral video? It's not viral, but maybe it's viral.
What's that?
And it was the goths go to the beach?
No.
It was like Fred Armisen and another lady dressed in
black. I'm sure it's from Portlandia.
Portlandia, yes, I think
it's what it's from. That's like, another unfunny
like,
show.
Where's the laugh?
Into Portlandia.
Where's the laugh here? What's shots. The laugh? They're all about the clever, aren't they?
And here's, you know what? Clever, but it's idea. Not that clever, though. Not that's the problem. If it's clever, it's good, but that's not clever.
So this was a Fred Armisen dressed with a black coat and white makeup and a black top hat, looking like a kind of like a goth guy.
Portlandia,
but an overdone goth guy. And he goes with a goth beach lady, and she goes off to play beach football in her black bathing suit and her white makeup. And he meets a guy that says his name is Vlad or something. Where are you from, Romania? What part of Romania? Transylvania. And then he reaches into a trunk, and did you hear Pony laugh, by the way?
Yeah.
I'm laughing at how bad it is.
No, because that's
okay.
Your thing.
I was just wondering. I was just wondering
part of that
whether
Portlandia
maybe
crew.
You're a closet
God,
Portlandia
no.
viewer.
Anime in Portlandia.
Don't sure. you dare.
And he opens up a trunk, and he's handing him like Quicksilver and Billabong clothes, like brightly colored clothes. And,
the 80s.
It was like, where's the funny?
Did anybody drink any blood or anything?
They put tremendous effort, like a film crew out on a beach.
A big
oh, I know.
Show.
Big money.
Big show.
There was bit that was one of their signature bits, and everyone says, you got to watch this. This is really funny. And as I can recall, it was some sort of Portland gift shop, and their thing was to put a bird on it. And they would put a bird on everything.
I don't think it's for us, guys. We are employed, and we like to contribute to society.
Is Portlandia for slackers? Is that
I
what
think it's
for?
A slacker show.
And I think it's a slacker, and Portland yeah. is of slacker city.
It's a hipster thing.
Yeah,
I think.
And we're not hipsters.
Not we Portland, like, Maine, Mike. Not Portland, Maine.
We take pride in our
Portland,
appearance.
Oregon, where yes. it rains more than it does in D.C.
For the most part.
My father lived there for a while. You know what they loved out there? Banana slugs. They have big slugs, and they're very proud of them.
Yeah, little mm-hmm. whipped cream.
Is that
on
because
top?
Of all the moisture that
yes.
they get those banana
mm-hmm.
slugs?
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to eat one of those on.
No, I don't think so.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah, it tastes like bananas.
It does not taste like banana. Oh. It resembles a banana because of its large size.
Ooh.
And Rob, you're going to the beach with your kids.
Yeah,
right?
Well, no, actually, it's going to be a boys' weekend. The way it's shaping up.
Going to your
up,
father's house.
Going to see my dad yeah. with Robert and Jabril.
You've done that.
Oh,
I've known
wow.
you 20 years. You've done that 16 of the 20 years. I mean, that's like people go to the same place. So, I mean,
I would like
just, there's nothing,
there's
nothing
to.
New in that.
I would love
I mean,
you, to go
you've
somewhere.
Done this for how many years have you? I mean, really, I mean, it's just like me saying I'm going up to see my family in Maine. There's nothing
well,
really new about
you
it.
Make me feel awkward.
It's not a bad thing.
I apologize.
It's not a bad thing
no.
at all, but there's just nothing interesting in it.
Oh, no.
I disagree.
There's
you know,
an occasional golf cart crash.
Been a long time since I've had any long quality time with Jabril. So Jabril
oh,
usually brings
Jabril. That's you know, yeah. that's an interesting wrinkle.
See, I had
that.
Said
that's,
that, but you were
good.
So ready to complain that it was the wrong thing to do that you didn't hear
the
it.
Best.
Hey, did I not give you a compliment for music you've shared with me over the years?
You did.
My
you did.
iPod.
But it was off air.
You know, and that, by the way, I've spent the entire first 5 minutes of the show looking for this. And here's how technically challenged I am.
Okay.
I have this wonderful Macintosh computer.
Macintosh.
And God forbid they give me access to my iTunes, also an Apple product. God forbid they let me find it, even when I use their smiley face Picasso finder, and I can't find it.
Can you open
because
up your
this
iTunes?
Macintosh does yep. things on its own. Yes, what?
Do you have an iTunes icon?
No. That's the point.
Go
I was
to your applications
it.
Folder. It should be in there. It should be right there waiting for you, as Richard Marks
I have the
say.
App Store. I'll tell you what I have. I'll go right down the bottom of my little screen.
Okay.
I have Finder, Mission Control.
Mission
flush
Control.
That.
Oh, I
flush
like Mission
that.
Control because it sounds very exciting.
I have the App Store.
Yes.
Bye, bye, bye. That never goes away. You could sit there and you could do this to your computer.
Oh,
and you
Mike.
Know what would survive? The App Store.
That's a
the
revenue
that's
stream,
on
Mike.
There. Okay. Then I have iBooks. Okay, I'm a disc jockey. I have mail. Don't know what that's about, but it's not my mail. I have FaceTime.
Hold on a second.
Someone else's?
Hold on.
No, it's just okay,
you've had the
Mac.
How long have you had the Mac?
Let me open it.
He never said
that's
it
what I got.
He never said
you've never synced your email to your
what?
You can sync your email to
That mail.
So when you hit that,
you
all
actually
of
get
your
mail,
mail will go into that.
Oh, can I? Well, I didn't. Okay. No, I do. I do. I have it synced. It's actually right here. Let me go to the inbox and
okay.
see if that's my current email. No, it's my Yahoo. It's so when I switched from Yahoo to Gmail, I never messed with it.
Well, we can fix okay. that. Yeah, that's easy fix.
Yeah, but see.
Yahoo.
I get my mail. Then I have FaceTime. I have contacts. I have calendar. I have Safari. I have Google Chrome. I have Soundboard. I have system preferences. I have Skype. I have Photo Booth. I have iMovie. I have Boeing Flight Simulator. I put that in.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I have Pages, which is the...
Páginas.
That's where you get all the young employees from NBC?
No, that is the word processor.
Okay.
I have Maps. I have Photos Library. Downloads. Documents.
Yes.
Trash.
Do you have the thing
that's
that
it.
Has like a circle with an A in it that if you click it, it'll show all the applications on your computer? Because that's just your toolbar,
that's
right?
That's the App Store.
No. Well, what's the one for applications?
I think that this is better offline simply because we have to drill down into the way his computer's laid out.
I see.
Mm. And really,
but
at the end
computer,
of the day.
But this computer, I love it. I've talked about how wonderful and life-changing this. I use this computer for so many different things.
After
but
the
simple stuff can be really
after
a pain
the show,
in the ass.
We will set you up. No problem.
And now Yahoo is just, is he going to use that email again? Passwords!
Yeah.
Passwords. Give me the passwords.
My main fault with the Apple system is when an app wants attention and it starts bouncing like a little kid.
Oh yeah,
Look at me. Leave me alone,
you needy bitch.
Yeah, I don't want to go there.
Let me take a quick gander at my desktop and see if it's floating anywhere around here.
I bet if he does the four-finger pinch, it'll bring up the apps.
There's a family show.
Oh, show me how to do it. No.
Relax.
And by the way, most people charge extra for that.
Man, Oscar had. Oscar came to play today. That's funny. That makes me laugh. What is the four? So the four finger, I just sort of like move it in?
Put four of your fingers on the touchpad and then move them together.
All right. You know who hates that? It's Dennis Murphy.
Mm-hmm. He can
never do it. Oh, Pony Boy. See? Ponyboy's a computer guy.
Not even a Mac guy, really.
Yeah.
Now that is,
he just knows these
I'm trying
things.
To see if that is opened
He's
up.
He's more of a pinch guy.
That's opened up a lot of things,
baby.
Pony.
Have you seen what you can do with four fingers?
Yeah.
Let me show you about four
now
fingers and some marinara.
What do you see? Five.
Oh.
Now do you see the iTunes guy?
Hold on. I'm looking. No, I've got signature Google search. Flight Unlimited.
That's your flight simulator,
I liked it. No, that's another flight simulator.
Oh, it's another one.
I've got Weather, Verizon Update Center, HP Scan, Adobe Firefox Flight Radar, Frontline Commando.
Man.
Wow. Are you
there's a theme here.
GarageBand, Google Chrome, HP Product Study. Simple Recorder, which is something I did. I did an audition for Dude Walker with.
Nice.
Oh, I thought it was the actual instrument, the recorder.
Simple Recorder.
I'm looking right now, and I don't see it. There's that App Store again.
To your Finder and you just write in iTunes, what do you see?
I did. It opens up like all these different files.
Again, offline, gentlemen. I think
you're
the
right.
Best way. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike,
offline.
Outside of technology, how are you feeling?
Do you want to get off this subject? Do you find this boring? Is that what it
well,
is?
Well, I know that we're going down a rabbit hole of another link, and then you're going to get mad, and then you're going to slam the computer, and then we're going to have to go to the Apple Store.
I haven't slammed this computer.
And they're going to ask us what happened.
I have not slammed this computer since I got my new case.
Hey, Rob's got the coverage.
What about, how great would it be if he slammed the computer and iTunes popped up?
Yeah.
That'd be like the 10-finger pinch.
I'm looking right now.
That's so funny.
I
remember we took your...
So here's the question. Yes. For iTunes, which is a very common and really heavily used application.
Kids love it.
Why do they bury it? Why do they make
it
so
I don't know that they buried it.
Yeah, usually it's just right there on the homepage.
How could it have gone bye-bye? This is where technology
You could have accidentally moved it somewhere.
Yeah, and if you pulled it off the home dock, it went back to its home inside the application's folder.
Exactly.
Somewhere in there, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
it sure is.
And Mike, we'll find it. We'll find it.
It never goes away. Because I wanted to play Waiting for the Robert E. Lee by Rob Spiewak.
I think he probably has that on
demand. Do you want to hear it?
You're the racist song
it's not necessarily racist.
Hold on. Of course. What do you mean
it's not
necessarily racist?
Well, I mean, it's not
watch them anything. Shuffling along. That is, you couldn't get anything more racist.
The Robert
you know?
E. Lee is yes. hauling cotton.
Yes. Right, and there's How nothing racist he, about cotton.
Pony, does it disturb you as much as it disturbs me?
Oh, absolutely.
That he says it's not really racist.
It's not, in good,
said,
it's not
necessarily
in good
racist.
It's not in good
Isn't
taste.
He wearing blackface when he recorded this song?
I don't think when he recorded it in the studio.
No, no, but I mean when he performed it on stage, you muckluck.
He's known
Maybe.
For performing it in blackface,
he
which
was
would make it racist.
In mm-hmm. blackface.
Yes.
But if the song was not recorded in blackface, if he was not in blackface
you
when he's doing it, yeah, I'm getting it right
you
now.
Still don't.
If he wasn't wearing his Nazi uniform when he did all those bad things, it wasn't really Nazi.
Mm-hmm. Watch them shuffling along.
Now, what's See, you're not playing the original version?
I thought you would want a shorter one. I can play you the full album mix if you want.
He's playing the Looney Tunes version.
So this comes on in the car yesterday as Mrs. O'Connor was driving along.
Way down on the levee in old Alabama. Said, daddy and mammy, they're Z for men.
Sing along. And I said, this is something, I said, this is something that Rob Spiewak put on when we were driving to Iowa, and it cracked me up. And it was so overtly politically incorrect, and of course, as many people in comedy know, being politically incorrect can be a source of comedy. Now, I'll cop to that. What I will not do, like Rob Spears, it's not really
won't
racist.
Deny the
what
hate
I
Rob,
said,
racist.
I said it's not necessarily racist.
Why not?
You're not
how
necessarily,
does it necessarily change it?
What's that? Because it's not like a cut and dry. This is some sort of hate anthem. Is it?
It is it's, demeaning a race of people.
It's as it's black and white. There's no gray here.
They never say that they're black
necessarily
in the song.
Is there.
It's implied.
But they're talking about people hauling cotton that were probably slaves. Yeah,
probably,
back in the day.
But it's not necessarily specified.
They could have been
No, they could have been white.
Are
easily.
You defending? I mean, I can
that?
Laugh at this.
I can think that
the music is interesting, but
interesting. It's not necessarily so, interesting.
Let's, great let's cookie, though.
Watch them shuffling along.
It's racist.
See them shuffling along.
Yeah, this doesn't make me
so
feel good at all.
Best gal. Your real pal.
You can't say it.
Does the frog sing this? With the top hat?
No, no. Michigan J. Frog? No.
But the frog was based on Al Jolson.
Okay.
You know, wasn't he? Wasn't the frog character based on Al Jolson?
I don't think so. I think Michigan J. Frog was sort of his own thing.
Of course, he knows it's Michigan J. Frog. Not, all right. So, well, I have nothing to...
Now,
I guess
Mike,
we won't
Mike,
be able to
you're
win this
right.
Argument.
He's wrong, and he's in denial.
This is where he scares yeah. me sometimes.
No, don't be scared. I'm just saying
This
I'm
is
just
around the
that...
Spiewak men's table where yep. they're all talking about them.
This is it. Same song.
It's not the same song. Don't emphasize kind of, your stupidity.
No, hold on. That's kind of like Jolson.
A little bit.
Way down on the levee.
Yeah, same deal.
Rob says it's not necessarily racist. And now we can start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Where's the doctor?
We're your doctor.
No, you're a bunch of congressmen. I recognize you. I just need to get my annual pap smear.
You.
Do any of you have any medical training?
We're the House Committee on Women's Health, so I think we have a better idea than a bunch of science-y nerdles.
You mean doctors?
Let's begin. When was the date of your last lady curse?
2 weeks ago, if you mean my period.
Ew. And how many blood diapers did you use?
Tampons? A dozen? I don't know.
And that is...
12.
How often do you and your husband,
Oh, I'm not married.
So you're a virgin. No. Have a lollipop and run along.
No, I'm not a virgin. I'm just not married.
How many men have you laid with in the last year?
Sex? Three?
Jesus.
Don't two of you have, like, secret families with your maids?
We're not the ones on trial here.
That's right, young lady. Keep
trial. Okay. Guess we have to do the vagina-y part.
What are you doing?
Remember, even though we're doing this, we are not your boyfriend.
What?
Please scooch down on the table, put your legs in those restraints, and present.
What? Wait, I'd feel a lot more comfortable with a woman in here. Aren't there any women on the Women's Health Committee?
That'd be like letting the lions run the zoo.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his office chair, here's Mike.
I got a question for you.
Shoot.
That's not from Trainwreck, right?
No, that is from the Amy Schumer show.
Sure. Okay, I love the concert, and maybe because it's in that environment that anything goes. The took a peek because I loved her live in concert. Liked her, not loved her.
Right.
Liked her live in concert. Decided to take in a little Trainwreck. I watched Trainwreck for 5 minutes.
Oh,
did you start it from the beginning?
Continue to watch. I could not. When I turned it on, she was just talking about doing it. And like constantly.
Did you start it from the beginning?
Like not even funny because it was so much. She was with another couple and they were talking about threesomes and she walked in with her friend and it was just.
You didn't see John
nasty.
Cena naked?
Didn't see who naked?
John Cena naked?
No.
He'd still be with it now if he did.
Oscar, so they cut from that scene that where it was like, I was kind of like, all right, enough, to the John Cena where he's. On top, basically.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I'm like, okay. I don't know, man. I couldn't hang. And I liked her in concert.
He can't talk dirty.
It just didn't work for me.
You know what? The movie does straddle the line of being unpleasant, and also it's unpleasantly graphic to me.
It
falls apart worse than any comedy in the last 10 years, because I thought it started out pretty good.
If you're ramping up, you're going to be okay.
But, man, the last 30 minutes where she becomes a cheerleader, no thank you. No, so much.
I mean, I'm wondering, even somebody kind of progressive that would take a first date to that. It's just a little.
Oh, it's not a good date movie.
Comedy movies are moving in a direction that maybe I'm getting old. I don't know. They're not funny. You can't be graphic enough if it's funny.
Right.
Is there any scene more graphic than, oh, by the way, I have to open the show and
get
a sponsor.
Yeah, and a spot would be good, too.
And I've got the mailbag and a lot of things I haven't done. I'm sorry. I'm all ramped up.
You're fine.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, live from the Cappy Fiverr Studio in the heart of our nation's capital. Welcome, welcome. We're on air and online worldwide. A daily radio show and podcast for your entertainment. Thank you. Our show today brought to you by Touch of Modern.
Woo.
Father's Day is coming up, and there is no one harder to shop for than dear old dad.
Are you listening, my wife?
You don't want to go all generic with another tie that he won't wear, and you don't want to break the bank with anything extravagant. Luckily, you have a place where you can land on a Father's Day gift that he will love.
Yes.
It's touchofmodern.com. We've been telling you about that for a while. Go there right now. You can give Dad something to brag about this year, something totally unique. Wouldn't that be cool?
Cool.
Besides you, my friend, tons of great gifts all over the site for Dad or yourself. Touch of Modern, always changing each item on the site, hand-selected. I love it. I love their watches. They have vintage. They have modern. They have new technology. They have amazing stuff. Gadgets, tech, home brewing kits, tactical gear, rugged tools, stuff for your house, stuff for your closet, everything you want at touchofmodern.com, and they change it all the time. They're launching every day with new sales, one of the websites that improves your lifestyle with a single click. Right now, our listeners can get immediate access to these deals when they sign up at touchofmodern.com. That's touchofmodern.com. Do it today because tomorrow it'll be different. That's how life rolls in the fast lane. So welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Happy Memorial Day weekend. It's official. We will have something in news you may not need about the travel today. But did you notice anything different, Rob, on your commute in today?
Yeah, I noticed about an extra 20 minutes already.
Because they are already, and they're not going to work.
Oh,
they're
no.
They're not going to work. No,
no,
not at all.
No, no.
They are rolling to go listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave in Ocean City.
Woo! I'm
very excited about that, by the way. We're very happy. Did you get the feeling like I did once we had the meeting and we knew that they were, you know, okay?
Yeah.
It was time to get excited
about
that.
Friends, not foes.
And you know what? Yes. I'll be able to listen to them. They cover my dad's place.
That's so very cool.
I'll be able to hear the sign on.
And, you know, look, I'm not just saying this because we're on, but when they're playing their music, which
great
is
tunes.
A good chunk of their day, they really have got a unique playlist. And that, in this day and age, is very hard. Now, by the way, it's the 70s, 80s, and 90s, but they've cherry-picked a few songs that you just don't hear all that often. It reminds
Deep
me
cuts.
Of when I was on the edge
Yeah.
And I lobbied almost on
Oh, you meant the radio station. I thought you were talking about your mental
blast.
No,
state.
Not living on the edge.
Okay.
When I would go into Kenny King's office every day and lobby for a change in our playlist.
Because you played six records? I can't remember how many it was.
Kenny would have said 300.
BS.
That is a minuscule number. Overnight. When you really think about it.
Yeah.
And it was just like, he loved the Ozzy.
Sure.
He loved the Ozzy.
Well, we Crazy Train tests well.
Yeah, but I mean, when you consider all the decades, you've got you got a major, you know, you don't hear Golden Earring on the radio that much anymore.
Radar Love.
You don't hear Radar Love. Am I wrong about that?
No, you never hear it.
Can you
never
play that?
Of course.
I've never heard
Radar
that before.
Love. Radar Love. You do not. And I.
It was written for Gary Berghoff, Mike.
Now, you know the one that I love to talk up is Still the One by Orleans.
Still the One.
Yesterday, when I popped on their live stream, that was the first song I heard. Today, when I popped on their live stream, I heard Golden Earring, and you just don't hear this, you know, because it's kind of unique. On the Mike O'Barry
Was
show.
It like 76?
I have no idea what year it is, Rob, because you're more of a musicologist than I am. But you know, for drummers out there, this has kind of a creepy, interesting little beginning where they just start really low with just a bass and drum. And if you can turn it up a little bit for me, Rob, I'd really appreciate that. There it is, bringing that bass right now. There it is. Hear it? Low bass. It's really exciting. I truly appreciate that. And hope you enjoy your Memorial Day weekend on Power 105 WAVA. Oh, I got a little longer on this one. Sorry about that. I forgot that it's a second bar here.
Bye.
Now I hope you sit back and enjoy a fabulous beach weekend from all of us here.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
This is great.
Oh, it's great. So, I mean, it's fun. It's fun, and I'm looking forward to it. So you're not familiar with that
song? I've never heard the song. It sounds fun.
Yeah, it's very fun. It's very, very, very
great
fun.
Nighttime record. Mm-hmm. Great nighttime record.
Yeah, get out the GHB.
If you're heading to the ocean and you're loading up, listen, we do have a bit of an interesting program here where we are both a podcast and a radio show. And the fact is that, we are looking forward to the relationship, and we will always be dedicated to our online fans.
Of course.
And we are always using, we use radio as kind of a supplement to the show. That's the way we look at it, and we're very excited because it's in our backyard. That's cool. And Memorial Day couldn't be better, so that's
fun
exciting.
Fun in the sun. Nothing.
No.
I'm looking at Rob. Are you still thinking about the racist thing? Are you stewing on that a little bit? Or
not at all. I was hoping Oscar would do some more of his fake DJ stuff.
Fun mm-hmm. in the sun.
When he says fun in the sun.
Get the SPF out and ladder up.
Before we move on, and we have to do another commercial break, and then we have to get back and finally do our mailbag.
Yes.
It is necessarily racist. I don't mm-hmm. think we got closure. I really have to. I have to enlighten.
I will cede you that point.
Thank you.
Cede you.
That is just not. I worry about you sometimes.
Mike,
I worry
you have
about
plenty to worry about. Don't worry about me.
Sometimes I know you and sometimes I don't know you. And when we were laughing at that, I thought that was kind of a politically incorrect farce that we were doing. And then you say, not necessarily racist. And then I the whole thing becomes a little.
No, what? It's heritage, not hate, Mike.
You understand that represents a time in our society where people were.
I understand what it represents.
Discriminated against, and
but if you know, I don't want to do this, but I'm just saying, if you take the lyrics at the letter of the lyrics, there you have it.
Who do you think he's talking about? Pony, can you help me out here? Who do you think he's talking about?
Mike, he's talking about black people, Cotton, and Robert E. Lee.
Yeah.
Well, you see, that's what you think.
Thank you, Pony.
That's an interpretation.
How could I think anything but?
Because that's an interpretation of the lyrics. This is.
He says we're waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Yes, it's
he
a steamboat cotton. That he is coming to pick up a large industry in the entire South. It's coming to pick up bales of cotton that a family has harvested.
This is a
his family.
Nasty
not
southern
the slaves.
Bigoted family sitting up on a porch pointing at people that are hauling the cotton down below, and they're saying, "Watch them."
Yes.
Well, play the goddamn song one more time.
No,
Mike,
it could very well be that he is sort of like a historical third person where he's setting the scene for everybody to watch them.
Now, the tone doesn't sound historical.
No, first of all, if you see the performance live, he is...
Where did you see him perform it live?
There have been videos of it, right?
I think he performs it at the end of the Jolson story, and I can't remember if he's in blackface or that or not.
What's the song called?
Waiting for the Robert E. Lee. It's called that.
That's what it's called.
It's called that.
That's what it's
all right,
called.
Hold on. I'm going to look for it on YouTube.
The video?
I see a lot of versions of... Oh, my God.
What?
YouTube is just... There are thousands of versions.
All right,
of this.
Here's the version that you prefer, Mike. This is your the hit single version.
Don't, hey, don't you lay that on
no,
me, pal.
No, this is the version you want, is what I'm saying. All
right. Way down on the levee in old Alabama.
Old Alabama.
Daddy and Mammy.
There's Daddy and Mammy. Okay, right there. All right, that's it. I'm done. I'm blowing it. That's Daddy and Mammy.
That could just mean father and mother.
Okay. Oh, my God, you're disgusting.
I got this, Mike. I'm going to help you out here. And I'm going to help Rob out. And this is...
this will be good. Mike, he's going to help all of us out.
Mike, this is from the Smithsonian.com.
Okay. That's a museum that's local to Washington, D.C. started by Robert
Smithson. Shut your mouth and listen and get educated.
Robert E. Lee was, and again, it's the boat, right?
Right. Steamboat.
The Robert E. Lee.
The Robert E. Lee. What do you know about Robert E. Lee?
He was a general during the Civil War on the wrong side.
He was the general. He was the commander of the Confederate forces.
Yeah, he fought for white racial superiority.
He was the Confederate general, yes.
Yes.
No, he was the head of the... I'm wondering about you.
Don't wonder. Really what did I've not said anything contradictory to anything you've said.
You like do you have family members that are daughters of the Confederacy or something?
I
like
don't
that?
Know any
is
daughters.
Is there some trust fund you got to keep up?
Look at me. You think
hey,
I got a trust
by
fund?
By the way, Rob, based on the current political climate, you're making a comeback.
You're don't put me there. Comeback. I'm not all making right. a comeback anywhere.
All right, do you think anyone could perform in blackface these days and not be called a racist?
No. As a matter of fact, look back to when it was done by Ted Danson in the early 90s, and he was absolutely crucified for
Waiting
it.
For the Robert E. Lee is an American popular song composed in 1912. The title refers to the steamboat. It was featured in the 1927 film The Jazz Singer.
Yes.
And later recorded by Al Jolson. And there's nothing else.
Yeah, because I'm scared to speak up.
Read the part no where it says it's up. Not necessarily racist.
It is necessarily racist.
I think you have to click through into another link. The not necessarily racist.com.
It has also been recorded by such artists as Betty Goodman, Judy Garland, Louis Jordan. Louis Jordan, the French singer?
No. Louis Jordan.
Louis Jordan?
The jazz and the Timpani Five.
Yeah.
Well, that's, whoa. You see, but that's not the recording
Dean
we're
Martin,
listening
Russ
to.
Dean Martin, Russ Conway, Chaz and Dave, not okay. and Lizzie Miles.
Yeah.
What? Why are we talking about this? All right.
Mike, because we wanted some clarity.
We want some, and we really haven't gotten any.
No.
And here it is in 2016, and we still don't have clarity on that.
What we can agree on, it is an American popular song.
The song makes me uncomfortable.
Well, I'll stop playing it then. The last thing I want to do is bring you discomfort.
Oh, don't you dare do that.
Oh,
we'll
now.
Take a break
stop
and back. Come back with the mailbag right here on the Michael Mary Show.
How dare you.
Time to download the TMOS app. It's the easiest way to have access to all your favorite shows and characters on More Broadcasting, like Oscar Santana.
We don't need no stinking podcast. Oh, no.
Rob Spiewak.
No, God, the show is a...
The man himself, Mike O'Mara.
We've got to protect our phony baloney job, gentlemen. We must do something about this immediately. Harumph, 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 harumph.
I didn't get a harumph out of that guy.
How about Todd Moore?
Little bastard shot me in the ass.
Tony Perkins.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
And let's not forget Gary Stein.
It is my privilege to extend to you a laurel. And hearty handshake.
So why haven't you downloaded the TMOS app yet? You do it for Randolph Scott. Randolph Scott.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Amazon. Hey, I want to really thank everybody that has been so thoughtful to share with me their purchases on Amazon. Those are people that listen to the show and also understand that that is a wonderful way to support the show. You see, anytime you purchase something through our Amazon link, we get a tiny percentage, and it doesn't cost you any extra. It is the best and easiest way for you to support the show. You save yourself time, you save money, and you make all of us at TMOS smile. Here's what I want you to do. Bookmark our Amazon link and use it like crazy. every time. Shopping
every
is
time.
The best shopping. Remember, if you need it or want it, Amazon has it. Just go to MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would. It's that simple. And now relax because you've saved yourself a lot of time. Sorry, the show is getting away from me. We're very busy today because it's Thursday and it's time to open up that fabulous mailbag because it's not about us.
No.
It's about you. You.
It's all about you.
You.
It's all about you.
You.
All the time. All these things about you. It's all about you.
You.
It's
a fat one, Rob.
You. It's about average, I think.
Okay.
We had trouble with the layout because, you know, I don't like to split the letters up. So it's five pages, but spread out. So my apologies.
Spread out.
Spread.
Before we begin, I'd like to ask Rob if we received any presents this week. Rob, have you any presents?
Presents?
Ooh. Yes.
Let me check. Oh, Mike, there's presents here.
Hey, that's exciting.
Project. I love Thursday's presents.
The first present is actually for Pony Boy.
Ooh.
And it comes
Pony
with a letter.
Got a gift. That's good.
Yeah, it the No, actually, I apologize. The first one is for Mike.
Oh, Mike.
Mike, this is from Amy Michelle Berger, and the card reads, Mike, please use this gift card to purchase DayQuil, because DayQuil Mike is truly fun Mike. The spaghetti is for Pony Boy. It makes a lovely pairing with bukkake and a nice Chianti.
Wow. Nice.
What has been sent, and I will get this to you, a $15 gift card for
Very
Amazon.
Very sweet. Thank
and
you.
And more spaghetti than you can shake a stick at.
Wow.
It's 5 pounds
What's
of
the
Barilla.
What's the brand?
It's Barilla pasta.
Okay. Hey, Pony, you'll use that, won't
you? Yeah, you will.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, throw it all over
Hell
the Hansons.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Hey. Yeah, threesome, here we come.
I hope it's not a threesome.
Now, you played the birthday part already.
Did you
forget that we were going to do presents?
I did forget. But this is also the secondary birthday song. There's several elements at play here.
Catherine Amasley from Reno, Nevada, is turning 34 today. She says, I love you guys so much, and just hearing my name on the show would make my day okay. Catherine Mastley. Turn down that music for a second, okay? Oh, I love Catherine Mastley. She's such a great lady. She's on the Mike O'Mara Show. She's fantastic. I'll be waiting all day so long, waiting for Catherine Mastley today. Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you very much. The very greedy Tyson Stoddard.
Boo!
Tyson.
He sent in, Tyson Stoddard.
Boo!
Oh, hey, back off! Back off! What's this, a Trump rally?
Rawr.
Hey, take it easy. He sent in three birthday requests this week. Three!
Three!
His sister Tessa turned 29 earlier this week. His brother Trey.
Mm.
Oh, so it's Tyson,
Tessa and Trey.
Yeah, so he's greedy and his parents are simple.
Now, that's not nice. What is that? What's wrong with you today?
Bet you they're fit and good looking.
Well, they've got that.
Tyson Stoddard, three birthday with his sister Tessa, 29, brother Trey, 33, and Tyson himself is turning 38. So to Tessa, Tyson, and Trey, happy birthday. Anything else we can do for you, Tyson? Rob didn't like Tyson.
No, he didn't.
Three is a lot. Two is too many. And three is way, way, way over the line.
They all love the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that they do. I think just Tyson does. That's the impression I got.
All right. God, give him a cocktail. Birthday number 30 for Erin Cody on May 31st. She is soon to be a family nurse practitioner, so hooray for Erin.
That's great, though.
Nice.
Do you have any cocktails putting this together last
Not
night?
Not a one. Just,
okay.
Hooray.
John Noonan turns 30 today, and he always swore he wouldn't get engaged until Oscar did. So he ties the knot next summer. Congrats to John and Jessica. So you motivated him to take the plunge.
Held out as long as I could, my friend.
God, that's kind of weird when a guy sends in something to mention that he gets married next summer.
Oh,
next summer.
He didn't send it.
Over a year.
He didn't send it.
Oh, he didn't?
Jessica sent it. I think she wants it out there.
Oh, very good.
He's
okay, hey, John. John, you hear that? Listen, you're on the clock. Happy 36th to Marco Garcia. He has two boys and a box wife that love him dearly. That's wonderful.
Isn't that nice?
What?
Isn't that nice?
Yes, thank you. Happy 37th birthday to Todd Erdman. Since his last birthday, he's gotten married, become a father to a lovely daughter, and become a stay-at-home dad, living the life. Attaboy, Todd.
Todd.
Todd. What's it with guys named Todd? Stay-at-home dad's name Todd.
They're all named Todd or Scott.
Yeah. Tyler, Tucker, Todd.
Tessa.
Tyson.
Tyson, Trey. Where's Eddie? Where's Eddie? Eddie lives next door. He's just here a minute ago. Anyway, I love that bit. An Army combat engineer, Nathan Armstrong. There's a good, strong name. Nathan Armstrong. He just completed his deployment in Korea, and he is headed back to his home base in Oahu, Hawaii. Oh, that's a cool duty.
Nice.
We'd like to offer some advice to him as he leaves Korea. Rob has a tape. Take
yeah,
it away,
I'd like
Rob.
For him to keep this in mind, if possible, while he leaves Korea.
주최 배고 2016년 1월 6일 10시 주최 조선의 초수소탄 시험이 성공적으로 진행되었다.
No idea what that is.
미국의 극악무도한 대조선 적대시 정책이 건절되지 않는 한 우리의 핵 개발 중단이나 핵 포기는 하늘이 무너졌.
There you go.
Yeah, very good.
Next letter. Hey guys, I share my birthday with Jeff Goldblum and would love to hear him wish me happy birthday. Thank you guys for making my jaw unhinge for the last 20 years. You're simply the best, Bud Smith from Post Falls, Idaho. Okay, let's see what happens.
Coin.
All right. Let's see what we get on that. There's a fly, fly, fly.
Hey, winner.
Bud Smith. well, howdy doody. This is great. Post Falls, Idaho. What a lovely, quaint, bucolic little hamlet that must be. That's really, really terrific, Bud Smith. Say hi to all the Smiths for me. Your friend Jeff Goldblum, and hope you have a fantastic
Jeff,
time.
Jeff, before you go.
Yeah,
do you remember
Oscar Santana?
Yes,
MBA material.
Thank you.
Good to hear from you. Yeah.
A guy named Joe from Rob and Joe, but specifically Joe's ex-girlfriend.
As a matter of fact, I did sleep with her. Yes, I did, and I understand. Joe, none too happy.
How does she stack up next to Gina?
Gina Davis.
Yeah, your ex.
My ex.
You always said she smelled like syrup.
No one. No one can compare with Amazonian. That's right. I look at Gina Davis.
And before you leave, one more thing.
Of course, yes.
On the set of Earth Girls Are Easy.
Wonderful flick.
Nice pull.
Independent effort. Yes, on the set of Earth Girls Are Easy.
Did you sleep with any of the Earth Girls?
To be honest with you, full disclosure, statute of limitations has run out. Did them all.
Good for you.
Every single one of them. And at Rob?
Yes.
Spend your weekend waiting for that. Robert E. Lee.
Never seems to come.
Next letter. Hi, guys. I wanted to do something special for my husband's birthday this year. I hope you are able to play this. His birthday isn't until June 1st, but I didn't want to miss it this year. Last year, I was late. Thanks for Rachel. That's from Rachel Magnuson. What do you have for Rachel Magnuson?
This was submitted in the form of an MP3.
I would love for you guys to wish my husband, Matt Magnuson, a wonderful happy birthday. We've had a rough start to our year, but I think that through nagging and essentially lots of pancakes and BJs, that it should smooth out. Just like his face after he shaves with his Harry's razor. If only the Harry's razor would also clean the sink after. I just want to let him know that no matter how crappy life seems, someone else's crap is always worse, especially if it's in your own front yard. I think it's a good thing that we're getting new neighbors. Happy birthday, Snugglepuss.
Oh, that's right, a Rachel. Good egg. That is
that's
a good
sexy
egg.
Greeting from,
I like that.
From
yeah, send
Mrs.
more
Magnuson. That's
about
wonderful.
Us.
I enjoyed that. That's good.
That was
gentlemen, I wanted to give each of you my sincere thanks for all that you do to entertain the masses and to let you know that I'm doing my part to support the show. I just bought a new $1,500 DSLR camera through the TMOS Woo! Amazon portal. I even got my act together last Christmas and told people that all I wanted was a bonus show subscription. Thanks to my wife, I've been part of the proud 2% ever since. She knows how much I love TMOS, and yet my loving wife clearly does not get it. My birthday is June 1st, and I know she won't email you, so I'm joining the long list of losers who send in their own requests. I am asking for a little birthday love from the late, great Colonel Potter, if he should please... the court, hold on. If it should please the court and its magical slot machine of hilarity, keep bringing the funny, John Bicklehopped.
Good name.
Good man.
Let's see what happens. Army fatigue, army fatigue, army fatigue. I'm feeling generous today.
Look at you.
Hi there.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you? It's Harry Morgan, underground.
Hey, remember?
Worm food. Beetles are eating my eyes. I'm dead, long since dead. Hello, radar.
Remember the last time you were in the news before you died?
When
you,
oh, yes.
You hit your wife.
I hit my wife.
You already had a bad temper, didn't you?
Thanks for pointing that out. You know, you think you could let sleeping dead dogs lie, but that's not the case. Hey, John Bicklehopped. I'd like to say happy day on June 1. How about that, Radar? I remember John Bicklehopped bought a goat farm, moved to Ukiah.
It's not the
guy. Take care. So long. Bye-bye. There we go. Dear Mike, Rob, Oscar, and Pony, several years ago I stumbled upon your show while looking for something decent to listen to on the radio in Las Vegas. As I was scanning the AM dial, I suddenly heard Arnold Schwarzenegger hosting something called Low Budget Jeopardy. After listening for a few minutes, my first thought was, why is a Hollywood A-lister hosting this silly show? It was fantastic. A few weeks later, I found myself on bed rest due to premature labor with my first son. The show helped me get through those long weeks until his birth. 4.5 weeks early, at a wee 6 pounds, 11 ounces. A short 5 months later, you were there for me every day while I nursed him back to health. Oh, that's wonderful.
Nice.
After being diagnosed with spinal meningitis. Oh, that had to be tough. Mm. So technically, Jacob has been listening to you since he was in the womb. A true lifelong listener. 18 years later, Jacob Anderson is graduating high school as a strapping young lad.
Yeah.
6 feet tall, 185. That is strapping. He's headed to the Navy to become an EOD specialist next month. Please send him into the world with a laugh, with laughter, and hope for a safe and bright future. Keep doing what you're doing. It's a great day every day. Love from Lake Havasu, Stacy. Let's give the guy 18 going to serve our country. Way to go. And a preemie. That's awesome. That's great stuff.
Cool.
And I like that letter. Our next letter comes to Mike, Rob, Oscar, Pony, and the whole crew. My name is Gary.
Gary.
I have been a listener since your show first came to Reno. I operated heavy equipment here in northern Nevada, and I always made sure that I had a radio in every piece of equipment that I operated just so I could listen to you at work. You guys made years of work go by so much faster. Now I have moved on to work from home with my wife, and while learning to use a computer, I found your podcast / radio show. I immediately signed up for a year of bonus shows. I am much happier now as I can listen to you once again. I am going to sign up for Blue Apron and will use your portal to access Amazon. In addition, we have been using stamps.com for our home business. That's awesome.
Cool.
Get that right out to the advertisers. It's very convenient because I can order shipping supplies as well, and my postal carrier picks up my packages every day. In the last 3 years, we have used about $150,000 in postage.
Wow.
From stamps.com.
Wow.
Yes.
Please pass that along. Again, much love to you guys for putting out the funny every day. Gary Wilson, thank you for sharing.
Gary. Thank you, Gary.
And our final letter says, hi, guys. On January 8th, 1977, a young man from Tupelo, Mississippi, celebrated his 42nd birthday in Palm Springs, California. On June 23rd of 1977, this same young man, Elvis Presley, performed a concert in Des Moines, Iowa. This concert was attended by Steve and Jeannie Boss, bringing along their two children, Stephanie and three-year-old Jeremy. Following this wondrous experience, Jeremy maintained a lifelong appreciation for the king, even though only 53 days after that concert, Elvis would be dead.
I'm today, sure that he saw him at his best, though.
Today, Jeremy turns 42 years old. Unlike Elvis, his BMs are regular, and he has no Dr. Nick to write prescriptions at his every whim. With any luck, Jeremy will reach Elvis' intact, exact final age on January 1st, 2017. Can Mike please talk up Big Boss Man for Jeremy on his Elvis death year birthday? Thanks, Jeremy Boss. Well, what the heck? I don't think we have to spin anything. We can do
sorry,
that right now. We're spinning.
Big head, big head, big head.
Hey. There we go. Let's get right to it, shall we? There we are. Hey, I'd like to say a big hello to the entire Boss family, everybody. Yeah, all the baby bosses and the baby boss, all grown up, ladies and gentlemen. He's Jeremy Boss, and he's not going to the Navy, but he's 42. So happy birthday, Jeremy.
Big Boss Man.
All right. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Jeremy.
Happy birthday.
Hey, Boss Man. Yes, sir.
Not one of Elvis's best efforts.
Fat Elvis.
We can use Big Boss Man to go to commercial. We will come back and I will talk about the greatest store in the world. Welcome to Hell. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Brought to you by Vistaprint. Vistaprint, we know it. It's the best. No matter what you need for the home or office, postcards, flyers, banners, apparel, invitations, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. But I got to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none. Right now, you can get 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That's 500 cards for under 10 bucks. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a great first impression, and that means your clients will remember you. And isn't that the purpose of a business card? Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock, add a fancy finish, or even raise print. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. We've all made cards at Vistaprint. We love them. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That, my friends, is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS, and go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. We love Vistaprint. And remind yourself to send Rob Spiewak those business cards. We'll put them on the show if we get a chance.
Love
TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Send your cards to Rob Spiewak. Welcome back to the show. Whoa, goodbye, Elvis. God, that's a nasty song.
It's not a good one. That, and for Oscar,
Big Boss Man,
for Oscar, he was skinny-ish. He wasn't purple Elvis yet. That was like 1968, I think, 67,
Hey, Oscar, you've technically almost had, like, what, two full weeks in your house now. How have things improved on the sleeping front, noise and all that at night?
Noise, not so much.
Okay.
Well, we've gotten used to it, which is, I don't wake up every time there's some drunkard spilling down the street.
But it happens, like, on a semi, that's kind of, you realize that's a major artery down to the party
district. Probably should have spent a little more time before we bought the house.
I was shocked, you know,
seeing
the
foot traffic.
I gave him a ride home last week, and I was shocked where he lived. He could have told me by one automobile where he lived.
An abandoned automobile.
And I would have known exactly where his house was.
There's an
there is an abandoned automobile on his street. And I've been seeing it for 2 years. Every day that I drive home from this place, I see this horrible land sled. And I just say, oh, well, that's there. That's taking up three parking spots. And apparently Oscar lives across the street from it.
When you're going down the hill, how do you get to his joint?
Well, let's not tell everybody my address.
Let's give him his address. Yeah.
No, what you do, Mike, is you get on.
How far is he from the building?
A mile and a mile. Two-tenths, maybe.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So you have not, have you had any weekend nights at all in the new house?
No.
Besides Sunday?
No, just it's been school. That's all it's been.
And you know what? It's about to let up because once summer happens, it's not going to be as happening.
Well,
right?
Shannon has reported to me that it's worse on the weekends.
Oh, God. Wow. Well, you know how you make up for that. Glug, glug, glug. If you can't beat them, join them, Oscar.
No, you're right.
You do that, you
though, Mike, we were going to save this for the bonus show. I don't know what the timing of the show is right now.
Why is Rob using your home situation for the bonus show?
No,
that's
no.
My material, Rob.
No.
That's my material.
There's so many layers to this.
Please, I wish you would take
hold.
It. You should go with it.
So yesterday I met the mosquito man because apparently there's a mosquito situation in really all of the DMV,
Zika,
right?
Zika.
That's his
Zika.
Name, like Johnny Zika.
But I get a hot text from my neighbor says the mosquito man is two doors down if you want to meet him and maybe hire him for your services. It was around 7:20 in the morning.
Right.
And I said, Shannon, we got to answer this text. I don't know who this mosquito man is, but apparently we got to meet him, right?
Mike, his name is Irving Mosquitoman, and he is a rabbi in the neighborhood. And he
are they worried about mosquitoes in the District of Columbia?
I think they are, but this is the first I've heard of it.
Mike, I think there is sort of a renewed worry because of the amount of rain we've had over the past month. Standing water makes a bad mosquito season.
Or I power washed my yard the day before, and there was a lot of...
How do you do that? Doesn't that kick up a lot of grass and mud and stuff like that?
Mike, he got down to the pipes.
I mean, when I hear that, it's like I power washed my lawn. Oh, it's covered with mud.
So I guess I misspoke. My patio, right? There's a brick patio, a very small one, but that hasn't been cleaned in 30 years.
How did it come out? How did the power washing come out after you did that?
Someone should have said or I should have gone on YouTube. I thought it was just easy peasy. You go, you spray, you're done. It was very gratifying to see the red brick come up from all that dirt.
But is there mortar between the brick, or were
there
the
is mortar? There was mortar between the brick.
So you blasted the mortar out.
I said, "This cheap brick, I'm gonna get it all out of here."
Guess what he did, Mike? He chose the wrong nozzle,
and so it like chipped away at the elderly
mortar
that you had.
I gotta get a mortar guy now because there's all these holes.
Cement.
Harry homeowner. You notice he's being much more Harry homeowner now that he's got this.
Yeah. Well, I have a home finally. So
it's exciting.
Because the quote we got to power wash our patio, mind you, it hadn't been power washed in 30 years, according to my neighbor, because he hadn't seen red brick in 30 years.
Well, the last time it was power washed, there was no such thing as power washers.
Mike, $900.
What?
Yes. Georgetown prices. I said, what? Nope. My mom's got a power washer. We'll haul it in from Olney. I'll take care of it all.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. It's everything now. It's everything. It's the world. You're talking about everybody's just trying to get by. And that's what it is.
I don't mind paying a fair freight or fair pay.
But the thing about it, what they're talking about, you know, it's just to get by now. Everything is so expensive in D.C. that they're charging that because, A, they can get it, and, B, that's probably what they need to get by.
Not
it
the
sucks.
Mosquito man, though, because I think he was texted to me or introduced to me via text because after you power wash, there's a lot of standing water.
Sure.
Right. So and the mosquito man, somebody said, hey, with all that standing water, you better get the mosquito man.
They didn't
out
say
there.
That. Nothing was mentioned to me, but I tried to pick up as much water as I could. Like, that was really possible. I figured,
say, with all those abandoned tires in your backyard, you're going to want to call the mosquito man.
So how did the mosquito man arrive at your domicile?
I
flew in.
I was introduced by...
a real skinny leg.
By a
pointed nose.
A concerned neighbor. My wonderful concerned neighbor, I imagine, because of the standing water, which I thought would have been... You know, would have evaporated by the heat of the sun, and that's about it.
Where was the water standing? Was it
on the
patio?
Because there was all those holes in the mortar where it was gathering, and I figured, you know, give it a couple days.
No seepage into the ground?
Yeah, no seepage into the ground. Huh?
Like, I messed up this patio so
bad. You screwed the patio up.
Yeah.
And then the mosquito man shows up. What is he from the city?
He is a gentleman who works in the area. He gave me a graduate school discount because my wonderful neighbor said I was in grad school.
What is his job? Is he like an exterminator?
He comes in and he sprays for mosquitoes. He's got the little backpack on.
Oh, okay, I'm glad you're being more specific.
And he is, I want to say, roughly 78.
Does he have a beekeeper's hat on with a netting around his neck?
He is dressed in a uniform of his own. It's his own business.
Did he just show up?
No, he was introduced by our neighbor who I think was concerned about the standing water and then said, hey, the mosquito man's coming today.
Walk me through that one a little bit? How did the neighbor come out and broach that subject? Hey, with that standing water, you know, you might want to worry about mosquitoes. You know, with that standing on your deck, go back into your goddamn house before I knock your block off.
No, I
hey, the mosquito man's here. That's good. When does the shut up man show up?
I was concerned about the standing water as well, but I could only do so much without a wet dry vac, right?
Right.
And I didn't have one of those.
Did the mosquito man do anything to get rid of the water?
No. He pointed out the standing water, said, oh, that's standing water. I'm like, yeah, I'm working on
there's
that.
There's water over there. You might get some mosquitoes.
Oh, we get a hot text at 6:50. I thought it was 7:20. 6:50 okay. a.m. The mosquito man is three doors down. He's coming over my place in just a bit if you want to meet him. And so nobody answers.
Okay, so that's cooler than saying, hey, you need to get rid of this.
We're just waking up. Nobody answers. At 7:20, the mosquito man is one door down. If you want to meet him, you may want to just come out and say hello. And I've already
talked
to
him. Your neighbor's afraid of the Zika virus.
And I'm getting the impression... The neighbor is almost spinning this like at Christmas time when Santa comes by on a fire truck. The mosquito man's here. If you want to meet him, he's coming.
It's more like, I want you to treat your backyard because yours is worse than mine.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. All that power washing, more harm than good, right?
Right. Have you met this neighbor, by the way?
Yes. He is very kind.
He's a nice man.
Very
sweet. Is there a missus?
I think the missus has passed. He spends time in Florida.
I'm sure you know him.
When it gets cold, and then he comes back up in the summers. So he's a snowbird.
Mosquito man, get your patio done.
Yes, and Mike, because I'm a graduate student, $20.
Hey, that's a happy ending.
That is good. That's nice.
We'll find out more about your next-door neighbor in the bonus show when we can talk more freely. That'll be a lot of fun. We'll take a break. When we come back, it is news you may not need right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Tony Perkins.
And I'm Gary Stein.
And on this week's episode of the show, a whole lot of conversation
about... All right, we've done that every day. We've done that every effing day at the same time.
It's the hard,
and we're going to change
it's the hard
that.
Push.
So there's a directive to the producers of the show. Let's change the order of things a little bit. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by ZipRecruiter. Attention business owners, are you hiring? Do you know where the best place is to post your job opening to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place simply isn't enough to make sure you find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can with ZipRecruiter.com. You can post your job to all the top job sites, even social media like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city for any industry. People have raved about ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, if you're a human resources person, you need to get involved with ZipRecruiter. No more juggling emails or phone calls. ZipRecruiter lets you quickly screen candidates, you rate them, and then hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used. Over 800,000 businesses have used ZipRecruiter, and I think that is a testament to the fact that they are the best. Right now, our listeners can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. That's ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS. Try it absolutely free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/TMOS and get the right hire for your business. And you can do it starting today. We would appreciate it.
News.
Finally, there's a study about alcohol that doesn't make you feel like you're a deviant binge drinker.
Ooh, thank you, Mike.
Who's going to drop dead next week. A new study figured out exactly how much fun it is to get drunk.
Oh, that's cool.
Fun.
The researchers used data from an app that has people report how happy they are at different times during the day, and they had 4 years of data from 31,000 people, so it's pretty thorough. They found that on a scale of 1 to 100, someone who's drinking is about 4 points happier on a scale of 1 to 100. 4 points happier than someone who's sober. That doesn't sound like a bunch, but it's significant. They also found that drinking doesn't make good times that much better, but it definitely makes boring times better. I can relate to
that. Yeah, that's 100% right. That's right.
Yeah, I'm going to O'Mara's to talk to the people at happy hour. Get me alcohol right now. Like when people drank on their commutes. Well, what, when they were driving, or did somebody drive them? I don't know. Or while they were waiting in line, getting drunk made them much happier. I suppose they didn't drive.
No.
Certainly hope not.
They took an Uber.
There is one catch, though. The happiness boost from drinking is only temporary, and it doesn't make you happier long-term, and you become dependent on alcohol, and you wind up getting sadder. I think you can get sad the morning after.
That's when the sadness comes. But also what they're not really addressing is there's different stages of where you're at while you're drinking.
Right.
Between drinks 3 and 4, you're very happy.
Very happy, peppy. Life is wonderful.
But if you get to, like, say, 15.
Like the mania.
Then you're sad.
You can be sad or you can be angry.
Yeah. Yes, introspective
we
sometimes.
We call that the turn.
The turn, baby. Who's ready to get chubby and happy this summer? Who's ready? Who's ready?
Yay! Hey, I'm halfway there.
A ton of new...
Yeah, I'm not happy.
A ton of new junk food is coming out soon, and it's our duty to keep you on top of it all. Check this out. Olive Garden just rolled out spaghetti pie.
Hold on a second.
Rob,
wait.
Olive Garden's got spaghetti pie.
Wait a second. I got to ask a question. What is it, some kind of pie?
Hey, it's spaghetti pie.
What's in it? What's in it?
It's got spaghetti and crust. Spaghetti pie looks like a big slice of cheesecake, only it's made with noodles and a ton of cheese. And it comes in two flavors, meatball deep dish, and of course, chicken Alfredo.
Oh,
there we go.
God, can you imagine?
There's a new flavor of Oreos. God, do they do this every hour?
All the time.
Do they do it for the PR?
They can't go wrong.
The new flavor of Oreos coming out next week, blueberry pie!
Blueberry pie!
Nice.
You know what I'd like?
spaghetti pie Oreo.
Spaghetti pie Oreos, please. Could I have a spaghetti pie Oreo, please?
They sell the thin Oreos next door.
Uh-huh.
And I buy one. I'm like, oh, these are healthier. They're thinner. No, you
Oreo just, crisp.
You're going to mow the entire sleeve down.
Of course. I mean, it's because it's the same number of cookies,
I
right?
ate now, a whole package.
Of course, yeah. And that's the serving
size. I would try the blueberry pie Oreos because I love blueberry pie. They
but it's gonna be, but you'll be so bitter because you hate fake blueberry
stuff.
Yeah.
You're a snob. I truly do.
You are a snob when blueberries comes to it.
I totally am. They use graham cracker cookies and blueberry cream, but they'll only be available at Target.
Then you know what? Then it's not even an Oreo.
Yeah,
an Oreo
is pie.
It's not even spaghetti pie.
Here's the third one. Fruity crisp Oreos are also rolling out next week.
Stop it.
Hi there.
They use.
Could I get a glass of 2% for this, please? Because there's nothing like cookies and milk.
They use graham cracker cookies and vanilla cream with little pieces of a cereal that looks especially like generic Fruity Pebbles mixed in. They'll only be on sale at grocery stores. There's new, this is good.
Yeah.
I like this. New white chocolate Twix bars.
Oh,
I'm all in on that. Ding for that one. They're coming out in October, so it's not the summer.
No, please. That's a Halloween thing. And bring finally, more of those Fruity Crisp Oreos, please.
Finally, Mars just announced hazelnut Snickers.
Boo! Wow.
The hazelnut, I think, is overrated, right?
Well, it's also a ripoff because they'll still have peanuts inside. The hazelnuts are mixed in with the chocolate.
So it's it's a Nutella Snickers.
It's a Nutella Snickers. It's exactly what it is.
They can piss up a rope. I don't want that.
Entertainment Tonight says Rob Lowe has the inside track on replacing Michael Strahan on Live. He was reportedly in the running back in 2012 before they ultimately chose Michael. And it sounds like he's interested. This week he said, quote, I guest hosted it with Kelly and had the time of my life. I love her. I love being able to talk to an audience every morning like that and just being fun, counterpunching, being silly, and talking about cool stuff. By the way, Kelly just announced that her upcoming guest co-hosts will be Ryan Seacrest, D.L. Hughley, Joel McHale, and the one I'm rooting for,
yeah,
Alec Baldwin.
Nice.
Now he won't probably be.
He won't. He's in there
host.
Because they'll be promoting his game show on ABC.
I would love. Oh,
but you know what?
How long would it last before they had a horrible like on-air fight?
No. What would happen is about week four they would come back from commercial and Alec Baldwin would be in the audience with a can of gasoline and he'd just be running up and down the aisles with a match.
Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are getting divorced. That was, I thought, kind of a cool Hollywood couple.
A year. They were married a year.
Mm-hmm.
He's got that track record. She filed on Monday. Incidentally, she filed 3 days after Johnny's mother died.
And he's still dealing with all that crap with the Australian dogs. He's had a bad week.
Oscar's right. They were only married 15 months, got hitched last February. She's asking for spousal support, and he's asked the judge to deny that request. 15 months, pound sand.
Yeah.
They didn't have a prenup.
Oh, rah-rah.
Johnny.
He's in depth trouble.
He's 52. She's 30. It's practically the same age.
He's 52?
He's 52.
Ageless.
He's 52.
God, and so beautiful.
This was Johnny's second marriage. He was married to a makeup artist from 83 to 85. Then he was engaged to Jennifer Grey, Sherilyn Fenn, and Winona Ryder. Maybe Johnny, like some of us in this room, unlucky in love sometimes.
Yeah, could be.
Till number three. That was followed by a four-year nice relationship save with Kate Moss. Then came his 14-year relationship with model Vanessa, is it Paradis? Is that a
sounds,
Paradise?
Sounds about right. Paradis.
They have two kids. There's no word if Johnny and Amber broke up over the chaos from Australia with the dog and all that crap.
I can't imagine. They looked like a united front on that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he's not, Rob, just like you, he's not letting that go. On Kimmel Monday night, he suggested that the Australian deputy prime minister who made such a case out of the dogs looks like he was, quote, inbred with a tomato. He looks like he was inbred with a tomato, Johnny Depp. moving around, like, God, we're running out of time. Johnny Depp we moved on. Thank you very much. A big travel weekend approaches. Many drivers are planning when they should hit the road to best avoid seeing a sea of red brake lights. It turns out there is a time that'll land road trippers in more traffic than any other. Welcome to today.
Is it today?
Yes, Thursday is the new Friday. Thursday is every bit as bad as Friday on holiday weekends. That's according to the old guy, Bob Immler, that's been on WTOP for a million years. His experience is backed up by an unprecedented amount of data. Let me tell you, folks around the country, if you want an expert on traffic, the guy that works traffic at WTOP for 1,000 years is the guy to listen to, because we have the worst traffic in the nation. Transportation planner Brian Hampton with the Metropolitan Washington Council of Governments analyzed 5 years of travel speed information collected from GPS software. He said Thursday has actually shown to be really unpredictable. He said in 2014, the Thursday before Memorial Day was actually the worst travel day of the entire year. It's risky to pick Thursday afternoon because of that variability. You'll know on your way home, but you'll be going against traffic.
We'll be going the other way. I heard there was a jumper on the Bay Bridge this morning, so that won't help.
That won't slow things down at all.
No.
Very good. And now a little something. A Welsh woman drove around for 2 days with an estimated 20,000 bees clinging to her Mitsubishi Outlander.
Bees!
Carol Hewoff parked her car outside a pub on Sunday, and a passing park ranger reportedly caught sight of the bees. And he contacted two local beekeepers. The ranger said it was the middle of a town and outside a pub, and I thought that someone might do something stupid. The beekeepers were able to collect many of the insects, but when Carol began driving home, hundreds more started following her again.
She's cursed.
It's horrible. One theory was that the queen was trapped in her car and the swarm was following her. She said this, but they couldn't find the queen anywhere. One of the beekeepers also suggested that there was something sweet inside the vehicle, like a milkshake that was open, and they were attracted to that. All I know is that when she finally got home to her husband, he said, "Honey, I missed you." I'm sorry. That's all I got. Honey, bees.
Maybe she thought it was an Uber.
I'm so sorry. Anyway, thank you, Amber. We'll take a break. Come back with the audio vault. Rob Spiewak right here.
Joe, you know, on the Mike O'Mara show, they're actually taking calls now.
It's not that hard of a technology. We're going to do it ourselves.
It looks like we have a call right now.
Is this me?
Yeah, hello.
Is this me?
Yeah. This was a horrible idea.
Yeah, hang up on that guy.
Yeah. We do a podcast. We don't like people. We don't have to talk to people. You all suck, but please keep listening.
The Rob and Joe Show, not interactive.
New episodes every week. Subscribe on iTunes, robandjoeshow.com.
Is this me?
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Hello?
Welcome back. Listener played by Pony Boy Matt Bloom.
Yay, Matt Bloom!
Appreciate it. The bonus show, you got to subscribe. If you're going to subscribe to it, you'll get bonus content every week. We tape one of these. You never know what direction they're going to go in. They're completely unpredictable. They're uncensored. They're commercial free. And it is a wonderful way to help us here at TMOS. Please, please, please tell a friend, gift it, renew it, let people know you want it. Please, the bonus shows are a major, major factor in the Mike O'Mara Show, and we'd like you to order it today. All waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Look for the banner mark. TMOS bonus packages, and we thank you in advance. Now let's get right to the audio vault for Thursday, May 26, 2016. Rob Spiewak.
Sort of an odd story here. What do you think of if I say the phrase to you, pick up dinghy?
Ooh.
Pick up dinghy.
I think of a boat. I think a dinghy is a boat that we use up in Maine.
Dinghy was the nickname that Mel called Vera on the show Alice. And we lost Beth Howland yesterday. Actually, we found out about the death of Beth Howland, who played Vera on the show Alice. Thing is she died on December 31st.
Vera was the quirky, weird brunette. Right?
Yeah, she wasn't
Not
Flo.
Not to be confused with Flo with the dangling earrings or what's her name, the star of the show.
Alice, Linda Lavin.
Linda Lavin.
And right, you know why they called her Flo?
Because of her heavy menstrual cycle.
Exactly. But you can't.
Well, you asked. I didn't have a joke. I just thought
that was what I was hoping you would say.
I know.
Sometimes it's just magical.
Thank you so much.
But she did not die in calendar year 2016, so you can't really put her in that thing where they're saying everyone's dying this year. She requested.
When did she die?
She died on December 31st and requested privacy for the burial and the memorial. So we're only finding out about
it. We've already given her way more time than she deserved.
I agree. Oh, here's the best part.
What is your
Linda Lavin.
Hey, Linda Lavin. Hey, what are your standards for the death, like reporting a death? Where do you cut it off? Because that's tough to get lower than that.
Yeah, loosey-goosey.
The reason that got pushed into the okay thing is the fact that she'd been dead for 5 months. That was sort of a weird story.
Yeah, human interest story.
Yeah,
okay. So if she died yesterday, would you have put it in there? Yeah, you would.
I might have because I like playing also the closing theme to Alice.
Now, this is also, Mike, this is also Lavin.
We'd love to steal that on the show. Hey, everybody, thanks for joining us. Hope you had a fantastic time. Super duper. Yeah. Okay, God, turn it off.
Okay, actually, it can take us to our next tape. President Obama is in Vietnam and was taking questions from an audience, and he took one that I think he did not expect. This did not appear screened to me. He got a rapper, a female rapper.
I saw the video. Oh, hold on a second. This is fascinating. All right, come on. Enough of that.
So this is Vietnamese rapper Su Boy.
I am a rapper here in Saigon, Vietnam.
Oh, yeah? Why don't you give me a little rap? Let's see. Let's see what you got. Come on.
On the spot.
Do you need like a little beat?
Yes, I do, actually.
No, go ahead. Come on.
Vietnamese or English?
In Vietnamese, of course. Now I won't know what it means, but
tình hình một mình nhà lầu trên in dầu sang như vua chúa giật mình sự tình thiệt ra đen đúa mà đời vậy là hey it's been a crazy day khi mà ta nhắm hai đôi mắt xuôi mái chèo trôi với mây. My name is Su Boy, by the way.
Well, that was good.
Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah. How about
fun? What was she saying? Death to America?
Yeah, I hate you, Mr. Mm-hmm. President, was the name of the rap. Now, David Lee Roth, much like you, Mike, and much like me, has been fired from the CBS radio network.
Yes, and now he has. He had a very short visit.
He is doing a show, though, on YouTube, so good for you, Diamond Dave, and it's called The Roth Show.
Now, make some music, douche.
Really? Really? Is that what you want from him now?
No, I mean, just the whole thing with him. What is his deal, man?
I have his new song, actually. He did. It was a small release, but it goes like this.
David Lee Roth. I had to play along with that. It was too good. Okay, you're not playing the whole thing.
I'm not. But David Lee Roth on his YouTube show said this about the possibility of the future of Van Halen. He has a vision.
I sort of know what the next 10 summers are going to bring. Eddie Van Halen aside, those are ups and downs. I don't know when we're going to tour, but I have a sense that we will. I don't know that we're going to record again, when that'll happen, but I have a sense that it's going to happen.
Yeah, and all of his hair is going to fall out.
There's something about him that creeps me out.
Well, what happened is he went from being like a rock and roll frontman to looking like an old father in like the space of 10 days. It was right after that Just Like Living in Paradise video, yep, and all of a sudden he looked like Ward Cleaver. It's like, what happened?
I know.
He's a creep. Adele is not a creep and lovely to look at. And she was on stage last night and forgot her own lyrics, but I like the way she deals with it. She just cusses at herself.
I effing forgot my own words. F me.
We actually have time to go with this for a while. I've been wanting to play this for a day or so. Kanye West was on Ellen, and he's just sort of spun out and had a wonderful Kanye moment.
Okay.
And I just want you to hear.
I haven't heard this.
He is so into Kanye.
I feel that I can make things better through my skill set. My skills, I'm an artist.
An artist.
5 years old, art school, PhD, Art Institute of Chicago. I am an artist. I have a condition called synesthesia where I see sounds. I see them. Everything that I sonically make is a painting. I see it.
Painting.
When I make clothes, it's funny because I'll sit there with Obama and Leo's talking about the environment, and then I'm talking about clothes, and everyone looks at me like, that's not an important issue or something. But I remember going to school, like in fifth grade, and wanting to have a cool outfit. I called the head of Payless. I'm like, I want to work with you. I want to take all this information that I learned from sitting at all these fashion shows and knocking at all these doors and buying all this expensive clothes, and I want to take away bullying. So I literally have to be Michael Jackson of apparel.
Yeah, that's Linda Lavin and Kanye West.
What's going on?
He is, seriously, when you look up douchebag in the dictionary, they use his photograph. That I cannot, there's nothing about it. I don't think he's faking it. You think
that's genuine?
I think it's genuine, and I think he gets the press
because
he's such
sounds,
a dick.
He sees sounds, Mike. He sees sounds, and he is an artist. But, you know, I would be not doing my job if I didn't leave you with this. Very important news if you have a Microsoft brand smartphone.
Microsoft. Big news for Microsoft. Microsoft announced it's going to fire almost 2,000 workers in its troubled smartphone division. Yeah. The Microsoft employees got the news this morning on their iPhones.
That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Thursday, everybody.
True, true, true. That's it. Another Mike O'Mara Show is come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, you can send anything you want. Hey, don't forget those Vistaprint business
cards.
Send
them along.
Send them to TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Remember, we rely on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it too. And don't forget the debut of the Mike O'Mara Show in Ocean City on 97.1 The Wave will take place Friday night, and we will be on Monday through Friday from 7 p.m. till 9 p.m. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara inviting you to join us again for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Not racist.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.